This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So if there are any kids in the car, you might want to turn off the radio because we're going to be talking about some adult content in this next subject, or just get the kids out of the room. I'll give you guys a second about that. No, we're not talking about the Shakira and the wild boars. We'll talk about that. I guess Shakira was attacked by wild boars, and I don't want the kids probably to hear about that, too. Huh, maybe don't have the kids listen to the show today because we're really talking about some adult content. But are the kids gone? Are the kids gone? Okay, so we need to talk about, apparently a lot of people are injuring themselves during oral sex. And we're not going to use the term oral sex just in case they wander back in the room. We'll call it fellatio. Okay? Fellatio, fella figaro. So we'll call it fellatio. Okay? It's not my favorite term for it, but that's a term we'll use. And apparently injuries are pretty common. This shocked me. There was an esophageal tear that happened in a 48-year-old woman who had presented to the emergency room where apparently it ruptured. I don't know how it got that far, but it ruptured her esophagus. Hold on a second. Let me show you guys this for a second. This was published in the American Journal of Gastroenterology. And I guess this was published a few years back where she had a history of cocaine use. She presented to the emergency department with neck pain after fellatio, and she was vomiting up blood, and she was stable, but they saw that she had torn her esophagus, and there was air that escaped into the neck. They were able to fix it, and it's really an interesting case study, but it kind of goes to show you that, you know, we do a lot of things on a regular basis, but very commonly done that could sadly hurt us. And many women have complained to me that they've had neck pain, they've had jaw pain, and it shouldn't hurt. And they think, well, that's just, you know, comes with the course. That just kind of comes with it. And I'm like, no, not necessarily. One thing I didn't realize is there's actually a auto fellatio. And apparently that's something that's a lot more common than we think as well. And I had a gentleman who was a patient that had hurt his neck trying to perform auto on himself. And it's almost impossible to do that ergonomically. And he, you know, sustained some neck, you know, strain from that. A very famous person, I guess, Jonah Falcon. He holds the unofficial title of having the world's largest phallus. He reported that he had to stop trying to do auto fellatio because of it would cause upper back pain. So, you know, being that this gets asked a lot, and I, being a physician, when I hear that somebody has neck pain or jaw pain from, you know, performing a sex act, it concerns me just as somebody having pelvic pain after having sex would be. I mean, you know, these are things, or pain after a bowel movement, or pain after eating. So these are things that are concerning. So it shouldn't hurt. Okay? There should be no pain in sex. Any sort of sexual activity that causes pain prompts a medical evaluation. Nothing should be painful. And if something induces pain, it could be that you're doing it wrong. Or maybe you're doing it too long. So first and foremost, if you have neck pathology, like, you know, degenerative disc disease, herniated disc, issues within your neck, and any sort of act, you know, that you're using your neck muscles for causing pain, you know, make sure you don't have some underlying pathology that needs to be addressed. because most likely you're also going to have issues working on a computer or, you know, have issues doing sports. So obviously get that checked out. Same thing with jaw. If you're having jaw pain, you might have temporal mandibular joint arthralgia, TMJ arthralgia. That should get checked out because TMJ could cause headaches, issues with your jaw. So if you're having jaw pain, that means you might have some underlying pathology. Get that checked out. A big mistake that a lot of people make is they some of the partners will keep their hand on your head. And what's really wrong with that is, one, is that's an axial load, so it could be causing cervical compression, and B, it makes your partner feel like they can't move. It almost restrains them. Don't, you know, let your partner put their hands on their heads to kind of force positioning. Because, and for those of you that kind of do that, if your partner is changing positions, it's probably because they're uncomfortable. So don't be putting, you know, cervical axial load pressure on them to keep them in a certain position. Many people try to perform fellatio in a car, things like that. That's not ergonomic. If you need to be in a different position, you know, I don't care, pull up a chair, whatever, do that, because you're trying to be in a certain position based on somebody's height or somebody else's positioning could cause you to have neck injury. And if you are sitting ergonomically by your computer, you know, to work, then why not also be in ergonomic positions to have sex to avoid pain? A big issue that nobody wants to tell their partner is it takes them too long to climax. All right, that is a problem. You know, most people will cite the reason why they have neck or jaw pain is because they had to be at it for a real long time until finally, you know, they felt like they couldn't stop. And so my recommendation for that is do other accompanying things, or maybe precede the act with something more, you know, stimulatory that then only requires you to perform the fellatio part for a shorter period of time. Does that kind of make sense? Yeah. Okay. And so this is kind of, you know, not the easiest conversation to have, because again, I know kids wander back and forth while you're podcasting. But finally, if you are performing anything and it hurts, you stop. It's just not worth it. Because what happens is if you do have pain, then you don't want to, you almost, you know, fear doing it again. And if you're afraid to stop because you think that's going to diminish your guys' sexual experiences, having neck pain or TMJ or too much widening of the jaw or whatever is going to make you fearful of that act in the future. So if it hurts, you stop and you do something else. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
This report is brought to you by Bausch & Lomb. Age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, is a progressive eye condition that impacts central vision and is a leading cause of blindness in adults aged 50 and older. Although there is no cure for AMD, recent study results from the National Eye Institute reaffirmed that a specific nutrient formula known as the AREDS2 formula continues to help reduce the risk of moderate to advanced AMD progression. That formula is currently found in Bausch & Lomb PreserVision, which was provided to participants in the last 5 years of the follow-on study. Patients can work with their eye doctor to create a plan to help reduce their risk of moderate to advanced AMD progression. Along with taking an AREDS2 formula eye vitamin, patients can get an annual dilated eye exam, exercise, and eat healthy to help manage their condition. For more information, visit www.sightmatters.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. The kids could come back. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. What is on my hair? Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we are taking your calls, your questions, your comments, your emails, your messages, and at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-362-3254, or, of course, Twitter, Facebook. And so one of the questions was, what's the long-term risk of myocarditis? They feel they had myocarditis from the mRNA vaccine. They recovered. Now what? So the CDC has not left you guys, okay? From what it sounds like, the CDC is still there for you. And the CDC is still investigating it. Because I understand that is scary for the, you know, very rare numbers, but they were out there, of people who got myocarditis and inflammation of the heart muscle. Whether it was the inner heart muscle or the lining or the outside of the heart, myocarditis versus pericarditis, that's not something to blow off. It's obviously very concerning, very scary for people, the chest pain, the trouble breathing, the dizziness, the palpitations. And so the majority of the cases have resolved. But the question that some parents have, or people who have sustained it, is now what? You know, what effect does it have on my heart? Now, you know, we've already spoken about how COVID could attack the heart, how COVID could affect the heart long term. So this isn't a conversation to, you know, highlight, oh, okay, you know, the vaccines are very, very dangerous. That's not what the point of the conversation is. Myocarditis for any heart is, you know, sadly, pretty scary, and it could be debilitating. But for some, you could recover. If the inflammation is mild and it goes away, we believe in science that very few would have long-term consequences. But again, we don't know. And so as long as the vaccine, as we've been told it does, the vaccine components and the ingredients themselves dissipate, they don't stay in the body, you shouldn't have a recurrence of the myocarditis. That's not what we're expecting. But like I said, the CDC is looking at it. So on their website, they said they're going to reach out to everybody who had myocarditis from an mRNA vaccine, either Pfizer or Moderna, to survey and see how you're doing. Doesn't mean they're going to be testing, or they're going to be doing EKGs, echocardiograms. No, it doesn't sound like that. It does sound like they might also reach out to your medical provider if they do need to, you know, get some information to see, are you still requiring medication for the heart? Are you, you know, having any, you know, long-term sequelae? But for those of you who have completely resolved, you know, do a follow-up with your medical provider. I don't think there's any guidance on follow-up EKGs or follow-up echocardiograms. I believe, you know, and double-check with your physicians. Some might want to just, you know, to play it safe, make sure everything looks good. But from what we understand right now, once you've resolved over it, if you had it in the spring, you should be good. So the CDC said they're going to administer surveys to those 90 days after their heart injury. They say CDC is going to contact people with myocarditis reported to VAERS after at least 90 days have passed since myocarditis symptoms began. The outreach is supposed to happen now in the fall. To be eligible to participate in the survey, at least 90 days must have passed since your myocarditis symptoms began. They said people may get a letter in the mail or receive a phone call from the CDC inviting them to participate. So please, for the love of God, don't ignore it. Because for us to have data and for us to understand the safety of these vaccines, we need to know. And so, you know, you get a phone call from the CDC and you're busy. I get it. You might be like, okay, thank you, but no thank you. Leave me alone. Please answer the call, please, because we definitely need this data. They said the questions asked are going to be about their myocarditis, medical history, personal information, and responses, the CDC says, will be kept private to the extent allowable under the law. If the patient is a minor, then a parent will be asked to participate on their behalf. Now, this is all voluntary. So if you're like, look, I had it, I don't want anybody to know, I don't want anybody talking to me about it, you don't necessarily have to. But I have to tell you, this is something that I think is going to keep coming back in the news. And as we see what's happening now with Canada, where they're recommending young males to avoid the Moderna vaccine and to use Pfizer instead due to the myocarditis risk. In Canada, they had a 1 in 5,000 incidence of it. So it really helps us to know. And I think it's been underreported. I think, I also think, by the way, there might be alcohol related. I think one of the reasons why it might be happening to men is men might have a more pronounced immune response. But also, it'd be interesting to see if any of these men that got myocarditis were drinking alcohol, because we know alcohol could help cause heart inflammation. So I wonder if that's a factor. So these are things we need to know, because, listen, if it's not so much the vaccine and it's, look, cut back on the alcohol, or don't drink alcohol a week after your shot, for a week after your shot, yeah, you're going to have more people hesitant on getting the vaccine. But that's some really good, information we need. So as of September 22nd, VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, has received 1,500 reports of myocarditis or pericarditis among people age 13 or younger who received the COVID-19 vaccine. They said most cases were reported with Pfizer or Moderna. They didn't separate the two out for us, mostly in male adolescents and young adults. Through follow-up, they confirmed 892 cases. So America's incidence of myocarditis, considering the millions of doses they've given out, is a lot less than what they saw in Canada. Now, it could be that in America we gave out more Pfizer than in Canada. So that's something I'm going to look into, because those are very different numbers. 892 cases in millions given to that age group is a lot different than a 1 in 5,000 number coming out of Ontario. So it could be that maybe more Moderna shots were given. It could be that more people felt they could, talk about their side effects without getting blown off. It could be because they have socialized medicine, so people are like, look, I'm paying for this, I'm going to use it. Whereas in America, they're like, look, I still don't have coverage. No, I don't want socialized medicine. I'm not saying that. But there's a lot of people that might not have coverage, and so they don't go in and get seen. So it's really interesting to see why such a disparity in numbers, to the point that Canada had to say, look, guys, avoid Moderna, use Pfizer, for now, if you're in that age group. So, I can't tell you why it happens. We think it might be the polyethylene glycol, because there are myocarditis cases with Pfizer as well. According to Canada, it's a 1 in 28,000 chance versus the 1 in 5,000 chance with Moderna. But for Pfizer, they have the PEG in it also. So you're trying to find what could be the differences between the two vaccines and why one would maybe have a higher risk than another. And again, I wonder, maybe it would be that, it's not so much the what's in the vaccine is who got what vaccine. And so if we have people that are, let's say, maybe most, school campuses have the Moderna shot. So that's why you're seeing more young people get it. I don't know. I know this is kind of concerning and people are scared. I don't want people scared. This is something that the medical community says, look, guys, come on. There's always adverse reactions. They're rare. Don't freak out about it. But it's accentuated with the fact that there's mandates. So you have a lot of college students going, look, I have to decide if I'm going to enroll in college, because my school is mandating the vaccine, and I don't want anything to happen to the heart. And the data can't come fast enough. I am expecting that the CDC is going to say, no long-term effect, nobody died from it, it's a bad reaction, but you're still fine, and COVID will do worse to you than the vaccine. That's what I think is going to be concluded. But we don't have long-term follow-up data, so we can't tell you. Some people will ask, well, then what does myocarditis do to the heart long term? Well, it all depends on how bad it is. If you have a real, real bad case of myocarditis, it could affect the heart muscle, and heart muscle chronically affected or chronically damaged could cause that part of the muscle to not function well, conduct electricity well, not beat well, possibly not cause the heart to then pump as well. But again, very rare. So the CDC is looking at it. That's all I have right now to tell you. And, we'll keep you posted. But just remember, COVID in and of itself could also cause myocarditis. So we're kind of screwed. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat of West Virginia, on Thursday said natural gas must be included in a clean energy program.
On the energy, I'm all for all of the above. I'm all for clean energy, but I'm also for producing the amount of energy that we need to make sure that we have reliability. And I'm concerned about
without
that.
Without carbon capture, correct?
Well, I'd love to have carbon capture. We don't have the technology because we really haven't gotten to that point.
The remark is sure to anger climate advocates who have opposed the use of natural gas in a key program known as the Clean Electricity Performance Program. The Supreme Court says Justice Brett Kavanaugh has tested positive for COVID-19. The High Court said in a press release Friday that Kavanaugh has no symptoms and has been fully vaccinated since January. Kavanaugh and all other justices had a routine coronavirus test ahead of Friday's ceremonial investiture for Justice Amy Coney Barrett. This is USA Radio News. A federal appeals court sided with the Biden administration late Thursday in a ruling that will allow the Department of Homeland Security to continue to impose COVID restrictions that have blocked the majority of asylum seekers from entering the U.S. this year, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
We're in the midst of a pandemic. The Centers for Disease Control has a Title 42 authority that we exercise to protect the migrants themselves, to protect the local communities, our personnel, and the American public. The pandemic is not behind us. Title 42 is a public health policy, not an immigration policy.
Immigration advocates who have sued the administration to end the policy say it is an enforcement measure disguised as a public health order. The dollar began the last quarter of 2021 near its highest levels of the year and was headed for its best week since June, as investors expected a hawkish-sounding Federal Reserve to lift U.S. interest rates sooner than its major peers. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Dali, 1-877-DOCDALI. Have you ever seen a wild boar? They're actually kind of cute. We were, I don't know where we were, but we were driving and my husband saw one on the side of the road and he decided to go up to it. You know, like, what are you doing? And luckily nothing happened, but you do not go up to wild boar. Wild boars are wild. And they're boars. They'll bore through. They'll even attack. And Shakira said she and her 8-year-old son were attacked by two wild boars as they walked through a park in Barcelona, Spain. BBC reports that Shakira detailed the incident in a series of videos posted on her Instagram story. She said the wild boars attacked her before snatching her purse and running off with it into the woods. She managed to get the bag back from the animals, but not before they destroyed her property. See, pigs and boars are some of the smartest animals. They know that we women have goodies in our purse. So they're probably thinking it's a grocery bag or a bag that has goodies, and they went through her purse not because they wanted money, but because they thought there was eats. And so you saw a video where she said, look at how two wild boars, which attacked me in the park, have left my bag. They were taking my bag into the woods with my mobile phone in it. They've destroyed everything. And apparently wild boars are becoming a huge problem in several European cities. Spanish police have received a total of 1,187 calls regarding wild boar complaints in 2016. This includes attacks on dogs, disturbing city roads by running into cars, and holding up traffic. They say the wild boar population has skyrocketed across Europe in recent years, with more than 10 million estimated to roam the continent. See, I would have never thought it's so interesting. You know, we're so busy with our internet, and we're so busy with our politics, and, you know, with our own, I don't know, I guess, whatever we do, that we don't realize that there's this, I mean, we are guests in the animal kingdom. And so when, you know, these animals want to come in to where we're at, whether it's scorpions, like scorpions are in my house, and I'm like, what are you doing in my house? And they're probably looking at me like, what are you doing on my land? And I'm bigger than the scorpion, but I'm scared of it, you know, and that scorpion venom could kill me. So I think, you know, we need to just kind of realize that we are living, you know, on this earth with other things that may not be happy that we're here. And it's a scary, scary time. COVID, we're living with COVID. Brett Kavanaugh, Supreme Court Justice, has no symptoms, has been fully vaccinated, but I guess he had to test because the new court is set to start hearing oral arguments, and he tested positive. What's interesting is this is, again, proof that vaccinated people can have COVID, not even know it, and spread it. So you firing somebody because they don't want to vaccinate, you know, if somebody tells me they're vaccinated, I don't care. You still can have the virus. I'm still not going to kiss you. You know, I'm going to work with you whether you're vaccinated or not, because vaccinated people can still have the virus. So Brett Kavanaugh is 56 years old. He has no symptoms, has been fully vaccinated. But as a precaution, he and his wife did not attend a Friday morning event for Justice Amy Coney Barrett, the newest member of the court, because she's taking the oath of office in a so-called investiture ceremony. There are 9 justices on the bench, many of them older. It's and so I believe he could still work remotely, but the Supreme Court has been under a lot of, let's say, controversy now because they did not weigh in on the Texas abortion law. And it's got to be a tough issue because, you know, they are Supreme Court justices, 6 lean conservative, and they say a slim majority of 5 justices declined to block the law. So it's not that they, you know, approved of it. They just denied that they declined to actually move forward on that. They declined a lot of laws. But people are pretty upset. And on Thursday, Samuel Alito became the 5th of the 9 justices to speak out, denouncing critics. He said, "We're seeking to portray the court as sneaky and sinister in an attempt to intimidate the justices." Judge Alito told a Notre Dame Law School audience that the court has been wrongly cast as a dangerous cabal, deciding important issues in a novel, secretive, improper way in the middle of the night. He and other justices have been speaking out after being condemned in the news media for a September 1 decision that allowed an abortion ban after 6 weeks, but dissenting justices wrote the decision undermined the court's precedent on abortion rights dating back nearly a half century, and the impact on the ability to obtain abortions in Texas is undeniable. And so there's been a lot of concern as to, you know, why the, you know, Supreme Court didn't weigh in and all that. And it just, it stinks that this is even an issue. I think it is just horrifying to think that abortions are being done to such a high degree that we have to have Supreme Court stepping in to allow it or not allow it. And states, in fact, I mean, some people want to secede from other states because of this. And, you know, as a doctor, it's really difficult for me because, you know, to save the life of a woman, you do whatever you have to do. And most abortion laws allow that. But, you know, when you look at the, you know, when you look at a fetus, I see life. And it's, you know, even people who are doctors who are pro-choice will never perform an abortion because they just, it's a very difficult emotional decision to make. For those that go, oh, I'm good with it, I'm fine, it's easy for them. For those of us where it's like, I don't think I can, it's difficult. And so what makes the abortion controversy so much more emotional is, you know, many women rely on, you know, the state and state money to get this done. And you have people out there saying, but I don't want my tax dollars going to this. I could be damned in hell or whatever people feel in terms of their religion. And so, you know, when somebody's abortion involves their neighbors, it starts to then invite their neighbors' critique or support of it. And, you know, these are very personal decisions. And there's, again, the debate, you know, are we as America supposed to fight for the life of the child, or are we supposed to fight for the choice of the mom? And I don't think we're ever going to agree. There's never going to be agreement on this. But I think the one common ground we do have is there should be less of them needed. That we have a big problem if people are getting pregnant not by, you know, accidentally, to the degree that there has to be hundreds upon hundreds of thousands of these abortions done each year. And I think both sides could agree we need to do better to prevent unwanted pregnancies. If we could prevent unwanted pregnancies, then we don't have as much of an abortion issue. Yes, I think hundreds of thousands of fetuses not allowing, you know, a chance at life is a pretty, you know, somber number. Just as I think hundreds of thousands of women getting pregnant who don't want to be is also somber. So I think we could all meet on common ground. And the Supreme Court wouldn't need to weigh in, and the states wouldn't have to come up with these severe laws if we were only talking about 10 or 20 a year. But because we're talking about hundreds of thousands, it's requiring all sorts of logistics and laws and, you know, community response. And I just think that's sad. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So we predicted this, and this is something that isn't making big headlines yet. And I think it might never make any headlines. You know, it's a topic that, you know, comes and goes, and people think it's sensationalized and all that. And, oh, Americans love the way we have our politics. They love our republic. They love our democracy. We're good. No. I'm telling you right now, and I've been telling you for a while, and it has been predicted by scholars that America is going to move towards getting a dictator. And there's a poll, not the biggest poll, I think about maybe 1,100 people surveyed, where 40% of them want a president that doesn't have to deal with Congress, doesn't have to have the checks and balances, and can do what they feel is right. Wasn't just the Democrats, it wasn't just the Republicans, I mean, it was almost equally. I think 46% of Biden voters at least somewhat agreed strongly with this statement, to 44% of Trump voters, 19% strongly, so very similar. Maybe a little more of the Democrats wanted this more than the Republicans, but they agreed with the statement, it would be better for America if whoever is president could take needed actions without being constrained by Congress or the courts. Now, that is a cry for a dictator if I ever heard. And what that is there are people here that, I mean, I understand nobody's being nefarious, evil, nothing like that. It's, they might really like what Trump has to say. They might really like what Biden has to say. And they want the country to look like that. They want a Biden country. They want, I'm sorry, I have to like stop, you know, hydrating. They want a Trump country. And in fact, this poll actually looked at if people want to secede. And there was some interesting choices there. 52% of Trump voters want, quote, red states to secede from the union. 41% of Biden voters want blue states to split off. Over 75% of voters on both sides agree that strong supporters of the opposite party present a, quote, clear and present danger to American life. Now, this analysis comes from the University of Virginia Center for Politics, where 52% of Trump voters agree with the statement, the situation is such that I would favor blue or red states seceding from the union to form their own separate country. 41% of Biden voters agree with that. 18% strongly agree. So when people think that the other side is an enemy, a clear and present danger, all right, this is a setup for a civil war. Now, this isn't North versus South, where you could have a pretty much a line between. You have a red state here, a blue state here, a red state here, and you have conservatives in blue states that don't have a voice. Look at what's going on in California. You have, you know, Democrats in red states that don't have a voice, as you see, you know, in Texas and Florida. And so I don't know how the Civil War would look, but we did predict that one party or another, and I'm not saying it would be the Republicans or the Democrats, but based on this, it looks like any party is going to eventually want a dictator. They're going to want somebody that could do what they need to do and get it done. So, you know, you have a lot of people supporting the border wall. And Congress tried to stop the border wall. That made a lot of people mad. It made people that didn't like the wall happy. And so, you know, some people want, look, if, you know, Trump wants to build a wall, let him build a wall. He's the president. Others are like, you know, if this isn't something that the American people, you know, don't want, then why are we letting the president do this? I don't want a fascist regime running our country. I don't want a dictator. But sadly, this is how Hitler got to power, because people almost wanted it. And the corruption happened. And sadly, he got to where he was, promised all this good stuff for people, open up the coffers. You guys are all going to be rich and wealthy. And then sadly, it was by fear that got people in line. And right now, America is at its most scared. I would really like to see a poll. How many people fear the government, right or left? How many people are in fear? People feared Trump. People fear Biden. I look at Trump and Biden going, I'm not scared of you guys. But I do fear America. I fear how people are turning each other in, calling the cops on a business when they were trying to talk to their 50 or 60 employees out in a parking lot, all wearing masks. Somebody called the police on them. I mean, we have people that are ready to turn you in for a dime. I'm hearing people calling for people to be fired. Those same hospital workers that saved your life during COVID, I am hearing people call for their firing and almost bragging about firing people themselves. What is going on here? You're happy to see somebody who saved their life for you get fired? I mean, this isn't the America that I recognize. So this hit home, and I'm going to write another piece, but I wrote a similar piece. Will our democracy survive COVID? And I don't think our democracy is going to survive much longer. But this was predicted by a Scottish professor, Alexander Fraser Tytler, back in the early 1800s, who was skeptical of any country having true democracy. He said, once governors are selected, they must submit, here they go. For 200 years, these nations always progressed. He says basically 200 years is the lifespan of a democracy. He said during those 200 years, those nations always progressed through a following sequence, from bondage to spiritual faith, from spiritual faith to great courage, from courage to liberty, from liberty to abundance, from abundance to selfishness, from selfishness to complacency, from complacency to apathy, from apathy to dependence, and from dependence back to bondage. And I guess the cycles don't necessarily have to occur in equal spans of time, but we are right now we were complacent. We got complacent a few years back. And then now we're starting to be dependent and we're starting to go into bondage. So somebody is going to want to elect somebody to take us out of the bondage. And I've heard people say, look, I don't care. Just get Trump back. Get somebody back to get us out of the current state of America. Well, that's dangerous thinking. I'm not saying Trump would become a dictator, but that's dangerous thinking when you feel so desperate that you are willing to abandon the checks and balances and the protections under the Constitution because you hate the current government so much. Same thing. People felt that way under Trump. They're like, I don't care. Just get anybody, do whatever you have to do to undermine him. Get, you know, and you're like, this is, you know, we shouldn't be having presidents or governments or current systems where people feel they're in bondage. And we do. Why do people hate the Trump administration or the Biden administration so much? What is going on? Yet, at the same time, you have people who love. I mean, gosh, there's people out there, they love, really love Trump. I don't really hear a lot of people love Biden, but they hate Trump so much that they, you know, I guess think they're in love with Biden. I don't know. But you see this fervor, you see this frenzy, you see this obsession. And how could two people who live in the same amazing country want completely different things? I don't get it. But they do. But I really worry about this poll because I think it is exemplary of what exemplifies what people are thinking. 1-877-DOT-SELLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.